Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome into Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero on the phone. Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, also known as our resident Inspector Gadget. Now, we started a conversation not too long ago about cameras, as in not the one on your phone. Now, Christopher did promise then that he was going to zoom in and talk specifically about one type of cameras that are so good that we might want to consider it. What would those be?
Look, basically, we covered so much ground in that episode that I think it might have been a bit confusing for some of our listeners.
A bit?
And yeah. And I thought it would be helpful to zoom in segment by segment. And what we're looking at today is small mirrorless compact cameras with fixed lenses. That means you don't have interchangeable lenses. They're fixed there. And the reason I wanted to spotlight these is to show why you might still want to get one, even though cameras are so good. And yet, why you shouldn't or why you might not want to go all the way for an SLR, because those are much bigger with interchangeable lenses and all that. So this is sort of nestled in between, but there's still a place for them because they've become so good. And we're looking at two today. We're looking at one from Fujifilm and we're looking at one from Ricoh. And together, they really represent the best of big sensor mirrorless cameras with fixed, you know, lenses, so you can't change them. But it makes them portable, they take great photos, and yeah, I can't wait to talk more about them.
Okay, wait. Before we say anything else, they're small.
Okay, so relatively speaking... Okay. So we're looking at two models. One is Fujifilm X100V, you know, V45, because it's the fifth iteration, and the Ricoh GR3 and GR3X. So of the two, the Ricoh GR3 family is really small enough to slip into a pocket. It's really, really flat. The X100V isn't really pocketable, but still very small. It's what they call, you know, the typical rangefinder size that you can easily hang around your neck, but it doesn't really fit in your pocket. But it's as small as you can get with all the features still built in, because it really has, like, you know, the kitchen sink included.
All right, so not quite as small as your phone, but much smaller than an SLR?
Much, much, much smaller. So as some of our listeners will know, a lot of the size, the bulk of an SLR, digital SLR camera, comes from the lenses. So having the lens built in actually saves you a lot of space. For example, especially on the Ricoh GR3, when the camera's off, the lens actually retracts to be flush with the body. And that's why it's pocketable. And that's why it's just, you always have it with you. So while it's not quite as small as a phone, I would say it's like maybe three times the thickness of a phone, roughly. And that still makes it pocketable. Whereas, you know, for an SLR, we're talking a camera bag, or if not a camera bag, at least something you sling over your shoulder. Look, everyone will know that you are, you know, lugging a serious camera, and you will know it too because you're lugging around the weight and the bulk, which has its place. It has its place, but there's a place for these small, big sensor compact cameras as well, because these are a lot smaller.
Okay, now a lot of people take great pictures. You know, since COVID-19, I know a lot of people have become bird watchers and nature lovers, mm-hmm. and you know, that sort of thing. Would this camera be good enough, or do they still need to have an SLR?
It depends. Depends on how much you need to zoom. So the downside of having a built-in lens is it better fit your needs. It's a one-size-fits-all. And they don't zoom. It's a fixed focal length. So you cannot zoom. It's pretty much restricted to what your natural field of vision would be. So if you can see in front of you, it's roughly like that, okay? So for the X100V, we're talking about a 35mm equivalent, which is sort of like when film cameras were big and they were portable film cameras. That was the typical street photography standard, a 35mm sort of focal range. So you go around the street and you could still be able to take groups of photos, but still be able to take some portraits, sort of in-between thing. But if you want to stand far away from, say, a rare bird, then you cannot lie, you need a zoom lens. But you can still capture wildlife, you just need to get closer to it.
No danger of that happening with me.
No, because the bigger the zoom capability of the lens, the bigger it has to be. There's no shortcut around size. So the biggest zoom lenses look like bazookas. They really look like Canon lenses.
Yes, I've seen some of our photographers carrying around what look like bazookas.
Yeah, and the weight. So it's not just size, it's the weight. There's no getting around that. So no, there's no zoom here. You're roughly restricted to what your natural vision would be. So if you can see it roughly, you would capture roughly that. So the Ricoh GR3 actually has two lens options. The GR3 Street Edition has a 28mm lens. That's relatively wide. So that's wider than your natural vision. So you can capture groups of people, but it's maybe not the best for capturing portraits. So what was recently launched is the Ricoh GR3X. And the main change is a 40mm equivalent lens. So that really changes the kind of photos you would take. It's more oriented to a single subject or a smaller group of subjects. So it's narrower field of vision, but more natural when you're taking smaller groups of objects. They're less stretched. So it depends on your needs. And then the X100V, the 35mm equivalent, sort of sits in between the two Ricoh models we're talking about in terms of field of vision. But none of them have any zoom capability. So it's roughly what you see is what you get kind of thing. If you can see it, slightly wider, slightly narrower, but you cannot zoom in.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I can, in my brain, kind of imagine why you would still want one of these rather than just use your camera phone. The other question I have then becomes, can I shoot short videos with this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for example, you know, the X100V has 4K. It takes 4K video. It's an ultra-high definition videos. Yes, you definitely can. And really, it's the quality of the images, both the videos and especially the still images. You have much bigger sensors. So the key is both of these models we're looking at, we're talking about today, the Fujifilm X100V and the Ricoh GR3 family, have APS-C sensors. So basically, these are the sensors found in entry to mid-level SLRs, big image sensors. Phones simply can't compete. So I've said this before in our show. Size matters when it comes to image sensors. So these are big sensors. That means that it captures a lot of detail, a lot of light, a lot of granular detail, and especially excels in situations where the lighting is not ideal.
Which is where the phone really falters.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of recent phones, especially the flagship models, have new night modes that really take interesting night shots, but they typically don't give you a lot of detail. They can look nice. They don't typically give you a lot of detail, and you really have to keep your phone still. It helps to have a compact camera. You pay for it, like, you're going to ask me how much they cost, right?
Of course not.
Okay, so the X100V retails for $2,148, so just over $2,000.
You said so 1,000 plus when you told me what you wanted to talk about.
So the Ricoh GR3 family is 1,000 plus. So the Street Edition with that 20mm lens retails for $1,299, so about $1,300. I think the GR3X hasn't received its local retail pricing yet, but it should be roughly around there, and it's selling on Shopee for about $1,500. So that's 1,000 or 1,300 to 1,500 for the Ricoh GR3 family, just over 2,000 for the X100 family. There's a reason for the difference in price. So the X100V is bulkier for a reason. It's got everything crammed in. Everything meaning the lens is brighter. It's F2 lens, meaning it's better at taking in more light than the F2.8 lens on the GR3 family. Mm-hmm. It comes with a built-in viewfinder. So you can actually put your eye to it. You don't have to stare at the LCD screen, which is especially handy in bright light. So it's bright light, you can't see the screen on the back of your camera. It's very helpful to be able to put your eye to a viewfinder.
Right.
The Ricoh GR3 family doesn't come with it doesn't have a viewfinder built in. You can buy a separate one to put in the hot shoe. It costs roughly $200. So again, you see, it's built into the X100V. It's separate on the GR3 family, which is why the GR3 is smaller. But again, if you want an electronic viewfinder, you have to factor in the cost. So that's an additional $200 for that. And the lens I find on the Fujifilm is a little bit more versatile because it's bright. It's got the F2 versus F2.8. Especially at night and low light, that additional brightness of the lens really makes a difference.
But you pay for it.
It's slightly heavier. It's slightly bigger. So it depends on your needs. Depends on your preferences. There's also looks. I tell you, vintage camera enthusiasts will gravitate to the X100V because it looks like a vintage film camera. It just, it does. It looks like...
You're talking about yourself now, aren't you?
Actually, no. I'm not a classic car person. I'm not a vintage camera person. I like form. So I have a soft spot. I've always had a soft spot for Ricoh cameras. So I like the fact that the Ricoh is very, very modern. So it doesn't look like a classic camera. But it's just very modern and sleekly designed. But I'm just saying that I understand a lot of people will like the vintage styling of the X100V because it looks like a film camera. So different strokes for different folks. Ultimately, right. Both take great shots and great videos too. Not just Full HD, 4K videos.
Okay. So what is the best, if you had to narrow it down, what is the best application for this kind of compact mirrorless cameras?
Sure. So one size fits all sort of situation. So street photography, when you're walking around and you just want to capture something, if you want to capture things around the house, again, because there's no need to zoom in the house, right? If you want to capture shots of your family, food and all that, this is great. They both excel at food photography, but I find the X100V has a slight edge because you often take food shots indoors, right? And that's where the slightly brighter lens will come in handy. I love the fact that both of them are chargeable with USB-C cables. So this just shows how much we've come, how far we've come in the development of digital compact cameras. In the old days, you would need a special charger to charge the battery. And if you lost the charger, good luck to you, because even different models or from the same brand wouldn't be compatible. Now you just use the same USB-C cable you use to charge on most Android smartphones. So, of course, Apple's, you're the exception here. But Apple also makes USB-C chargers for its MacBook laptops and all that. So a standard USB-C cable will charge either of these models. And that's just so convenient. And that same cable can be used to transfer images to your tablet, to your phone, to your computer. Very, very handy.
Okay. So are we going to be looking at other segments of this camera, or is this the segment that you thought would be most relevant for the most number of listeners?
So I thought this was a great example of how far compact cameras have come. Because people say, why would I need something? I don't want an SLR. Mm-hmm. I just want something better than my camera. But should I bother at all? So this is just one step up from your phone camera in terms of size.
Right.
And the pricing is not insane, especially when you look at the Ricohs. So that's the low thousand.
That's relative.
Low to mid thousands when it comes to the Ricoh. Okay, slightly pricier when it comes to Fujifilm. But I mean, again, it's not stratospheric. So I think next, we might want to look at some of the higher-end mirror, interchangeable lens mirrorless cameras and SLR. So I might pull together some of those. So that's the next stage. I mean, you mentioned some of those use cases, Clarissa, mm-hmm. such as taking bird photos.
Right.
And you need to be far away. You scare them away. And you need
well,
to
I was thinking
lenses.
Birds, snakes, you know, spiders.
Snakes!
All of which I want to be very far away from, really.
So zoom lenses. So I'm going to try to put in some zoom lens cameras. And then maybe we can talk about those next.
All right. This has been Inspector Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor from The Business Times. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.